Giesbrecht is nearing the end of his 8th year as manager and says he's happy here.
I love it here. I love the job, love the people, and love Petersburg.
The manager was rated on his job performance by supervisors of borough departments along with the mayor and assembly. He was rated on a number of categories, from how he represents the borough government, interacts with the public, staff, and elected officials, and solves problems. For all of those marks, 26% fell under the heading of exceeds expectations, 63% in meets expectations, and 3% in needs improvement, and the remaining 8% fell under the heading of reviewers having no basis to score the manager.
It went kind of status quo, other than I'm really happy about the goals and objectives portion of it. We have not done that in the past. I just couldn't get to it. And this year, I think there was a couple of members of the assembly that really liked that idea, and we were able to make that happen. We just got to refine it a little bit, and it'll be something that, you know, we can basically put out there for the community to look at and, you know, weigh in on as well.
The assembly weighed in on a draft list of around a dozen goals and objectives for the manager. Some, like a monthly radio show on KFSK, he's already implemented. Another is looking for ways to operate the assisted living facility at Mountain View Manor more cost-effectively. The assembly this year agreed to hire a consultant to come up with options for that goal. Others have yet to be done, like researching options to privatize borough snow removal and coming up with a plan to fill key borough jobs once they become vacant. A couple others relate to the fire department.
Really, we need a plan that talks about staffing overall, the equipment needs, and, you know, what we're going to do about the declining volunteers. And rather than me coming up with that, that really needs to be a joint effort with the fire department and the volunteers, and talking to them and saying, hey, what can we do?
Department volunteers this spring urged the assembly to hire an emergency medical services coordinator who could help with some of those issues. The line item made it into the budget, but the assembly wants to give final approval before filling that job. Giesbrecht has also been tasked with looking for options to move the department's storage building and training structure at Scow Bay to a different location. Another goal is to reduce or eliminate overtime in the police department. Again, the assembly this spring agreed to budget for the hiring of a second police sergeant, but is holding off on final approval for that job. It would also reduce overtime for the rest of the police department.
You know, the overtime's a symptom, not really the problem. So the language I'm recommending is more about, you know, let's come up with a staffing plan and that says, at this level of staffing, here's the services we can provide, and here's what the cost is. And at this level of staffing, here's some different scenarios.
Other goals address contract work for local businesses, services at Parks and Recreation, local purchasing for the borough, and budget-cutting measures. Giesbrecht is under contract through September of 2023 and makes an annual salary of $121,000. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.